Okay, we'll go through the Cheshbon in the Gemara again. And we'll try to clarify the Rambam Shita. So, again, the Mishnah says... Oh, wow. The Mishnah says... Ein Pesach betoye pochas mishiva v'lo yese al yudzayin. So basically... According to most of the Rishonim, the Mishnah reads very straightforward. Because according to most of the Rishonim, as we explained last week, there's what we call Zayin Yemei Nida, and there's Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva. And those days are constantly manipulated by what happened in the cycle. So it's not like there's any specific time that a woman has designated from month to month when that's going to happen. It's going to be manipulated based on the Re'iyah. So basically the first Re'iyah a woman would ever have would make her into a Nida. First time in her life, when she sees Dam, it makes her into a Nida. Following that Tkufa, she has 9 days, she has 7 days of Yemei Nida no matter what happens. Whether she sees for the entire seven, or she doesn't see at all. She's ready to make a hefsek tahari after 1 day. It won't make a difference. She's automatically going to be tamei nida for 7 days. At which point, as long as there's a hefsek at the end of the 7 days, she can go to the mikveh. That's midaraisa. And the ziva, yemei ziva, are any time after that. But again, the yemei ziva are triggered by the fact that they were yemei nida. When the yemei nida end, the yemei ziva come in. If the Yemei Nida, for instance, lasted 12 days, so technically the Yemei Ziva won't start till after that. The Yemei Ziva cannot begin before the Yemei Nida end or without the Yemei Nida beginning. So in other words, if a woman became a Nida, 7 days were Yemei Nida, then she had 11 potential days of being a Zava, then she had again 7 days of potential becoming a Nida. Let's assume she didn't become a Nida. Not in the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. So again, she became a Nida. That's 7 days. So 7 days are blocked off, Yemei Nida. The end is, she makes a Hefsek Tahara, goes to Mikveh. Then 11 days go by, uneventful. Okay? Then another 7 days go by, uneventful. Then the Yemei Ziva don't begin. Because the Yemei Ziva can only be triggered by Yemei Nida. Each time. So the new cycle of Yud Aleph Yom, every new cycle of 11 days needs Zayin Yemei Nida to re-trigger it. Okay? So the springboard is the Zayin Yemei Nida. That's what starts everything running. So that's the way most of the Rishonim learn. Then, of course, if you have Yemei Ziva, you got to finish off those days, the seven Nekiyim, in order to trigger that the Yemei Nida should be able to come in. So it's obvious, according to all those Rishonim. So in our sugi, there is a solution. How does a woman who doesn't know where she's holding, she doesn't know if she's holding in the seven Yemei Nida, she doesn't know if she's holding in Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva, she has a simple solution. As long as there will be an amount of time that will allow Nida and Ziva to have gone by, without any event taking place, she's back to Nida. Because a beginning of a new cycle of Ziva can't begin without a Nida occurrence. So Ziva is only a potential that can happen during the 11 days following a Nida. It can happen. If it does not, then it loses its opportunity of occurring again unless there's a Nida. And any dam that will be seen after those 11 days, before another cycle, will be Yemei Nida. So it's not that it's 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. It's 7-11, and then it's opened. Then the next Re'iyah is going to be 7, no matter what, whenever the Re'iyah is. A year, what I'm saying is a year could go by, technically. And she doesn't have any dam. We don't have to go back to the calendar and go, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, where are we now? We'll make that cheshbon. You say, okay, the 11 days of Ziva went by, and there wasn't a new Nida cycle to re-trigger the Yemei Ziva to begin. So Mamela, according to that way of learning, our sugya flows very easily. So there's a way out. If a woman doesn't know where she's holding, as long as she can create a situation where a Nida cycle has surely gone by with an 11-day allowance for Ziva, and no occurrence took place, so she's back to Yemei Nida. Because she can't be in the Yemei Ziva, because Yemei Ziva must have a Nida occurrence. That's the pshat in the posha pshat in the sugya. That must occur. There must be a Nida occurrence to trigger Ziva. So the 11-day Ziva cannot happen in a vacuum. It has to happen after Tumas Nida. So that would explain the other Rishonim how they go through the sugya. The Rambam, as we explained last week, seems to hold. And I'll show you there are some who hold. The Rambam doesn't hold that. But he seems to hold that 7-11 does not need to be triggered, except initially. Initially, when a woman has to get her first riyah. And then the Rambam seems to say, kol yimei ha'isha, unless there's some kind of hefsik in the middle, the rest of her life, it's going to be 7-11. So if that's the case, there doesn't seem to be a way out. Because no matter how many days you're going to wait, you don't know if within those days the Nida was in there and the Ziva was in there. You don't know where the line ended and where the new line began. So no matter how many days you wait for no occurrence to happen, there's no way for you magically to figure out if I'm holding in 7 or 11. Since the 7-11 is not triggered monthly by the cycle. That's the Pelanam. And that's why the Ramban in Nida, he uses terminology that's unbelievable. He says, Boyun it's Savach. He says, let's scream out against the Rambam. It can't be that when he wrote that Chiddush, this Gemara and Erechin was in front of him. I mean, he, because the Emes is the Poshup Shat in the Gemara, it just doesn't flow with the Naftali. Do we have a Vilyashiv handy? You know something, I may have left it here. I got it. Found it interesting because Rav Elyashiv never brings down a Shvecha Rambam without getting some pshat, some possible pshat. When he brings down this Rambam, so he brings down the sugya, and he says, Mea Mishnah v'habraise muchach kerashi, sheyimei Ziva einam choizrim b'machzor kavur. Yimei Ziva will not come back automatically. Elo tuluyim b'riyas dam nida. There must be Nida before. V'shitas ha-Rambam tzorech li'im. That's the end of the statement. Seems to be very... Like the Ramban, this sugi just doesn't work. Doesn't seem to work according to the Ramban. I'm sorry, you had a question? Exactly. And the days of Ziva can't reopen without her becoming a Nida. So as long as you wait enough time that the Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva initially, the initial Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva have gone by, right? And that's all you have to do. You have to be 100% sure that the Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva have definitively gone by. And then that means all you gotta do is take the Riyah that she had now, and add enough days to it, enough clean days, that in worst case scenario, there was a Nida and a Ziva period, okay, because assuming that there was a Ziva period, then you need the least amount of days. You'll need 7 clean days and gone, you're taken care of. So you have to know when to get go to Sugya. To assume that the woman became, that the blood that she saw was Ziva blood, that's the best case scenario. Because then you got Shiva Nakim, and you're back on target. So all the numbers that the Mishnah are calculating is assuming worst case scenario. Worst case scenario is that the blood that she sees is Yemei Nida, and you have to tag that on to Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva. that plus Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva. And that's when you come to the Cheshbon of 17. It's very simple. If a woman became, a woman saw Dam for one day. So the longest the period could now be is, this is Nida, and then it's going to be Ziva, and then it's opened. One second. But the most, I'm saying, if this Riyah that she saw now was Dam Nida, the first Riyah, so then that would actually give us the most amount of time that we would have to wait. Because if it was Ziva, then all we would have to tag on is Shiva Nakiyam. L'chayr. So until she gets to day number three, until she's seen for 3 days, all the days are still put the same. Doesn't help us. We don't earn any points. Because we can always say the first 2 days was Ziva, and then the third day was Dam Nida. The problem is with that Cheshbon, is that the Shilta Gibeirim says, and it's logical like the Shilta Gibeirim, that L'chaira, if you need to be clean in order to start the Shiva Nakiyam, see, even if a woman would have 2 days of Ziva, right, and then the next Riyah was Nida, but if she can't have a Riyah of Nida in the Yemei Ziva. She's still in the Yemei Ziva till she gets out of the Yemei Ziva. That's another issue. It's a different issue. But assuming that the third Riyah was a Riyah of Nida, so until you have 3 days, you're not in a credit level. Once you have three or more days, once you have more than 3 days, so a woman saw blood for 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, once you go past three, the Riyah starts giving you credit. The days that you saw start giving you credit to the amount of clean days that you're going to need. Because it's impossible that a woman saw Dam for 4 days, right? It's not shaykh that a woman saw Dam for 4 days that didn't go in to Yemei Ziva days. Impossible. So the most it could be is that the first 2 days were Ziva days, right? Let's try to be makel. Because if we're going to say the first 3 days were Ziva days, then we have very little to wait. We just have to make a hefsek tahara and shiva nakiyam. Right? So to assume that there were three or more days of Ziva would give us an open road. All we need now is Shiva Nakiyam. Okay? Right? In other words, the woman saw three or more days. If we're going to assume now that those 3 days were Ziva days, she only has to wait Shiva Nakiyam.
No, she has to wait one more day to finish the 11 days. She saw 3 days.
She saw 3 days. So she makes a Hefsek Tahara on day four.
Maybe day one.
Right?
That's
why we said until 3 days, she doesn't get any credit. Once it's 4 days, so she already starts getting credit, because at that point we have to either say the first 3 days was Ziva days. If we say the first 3 days was Ziva days, so it comes out she's a Zava. If she's a Zava, so as soon as this ends, this bleeding ends, she'll make a Hefsek Tahara, and she'll have Shiva Nakiyam, and then she's clear. Assuming that that was Ziva days.
The first 3 days of the 11
periods. She has to wait one more day. And then she's out of the Shiva Nakiyam zone. And she's out of the Ziva zone. And now she's clear. So that is the minimum. That would be the best case scenario. We're constantly trying to say that this was Nida blood. Because by saying it was Nida blood, we're adding now Shiva and that's where the 17 number comes from. The 17 number comes from is it can never be more than 17 plus the day that she saw. Because if the day that she saw was the very, very first day of Nida, so then at most she's a Tomei for 7 days because of that. And then she has 11 days of Ziva. So that's why that's the maximum. And as you go past 3 days of seeing, you stop being credited because you can't attribute the bleeding to Ziva, because then that will cut your amount of days that you have to wait. So that's all the Mishnah's Cheshbon is. That's what the Gemara makes the Cheshbon, how the days constantly are Poiches V'Oilich, is because the more days of blood that you see, the less of a suffix we have. That's all. So the Sofer gets narrower. But obviously, that only works according to the other Rishayna. According to the Rambam, there's no way of making the... There's no 17 days, there's no amount of days that's enough to wait. You can wait 1,000 days, it's still not going to help you. This woman could have 1,000 days of Nikias. It's still not going to help her. Until she figures out when her 7-11 cycle is, it's not going to help her. So what she really needs is a Navi. She doesn't need a Pesach, she needs Nevuah. She needs somebody to say, okay, this is where you are. That's the problem. The other Rishonim, everything is calculated with Cheshbon, so you can make a Cheshbon. So the Gemara says what the Cheshbon is. Whether she says one day I saw it's Pischa Shavasim. Because assuming that that was the first day of Nida, she has 7 days of Nida to complete the cycle, which is 6 more days, and 11 days of Ziva, 17 clean days, she's back to Bereshis Bara. Shnei Yamim Tomei Reisi, same thing. Could be the first day was a day of Ziva, second day was a day of Nida, Pischa Shavasim. Shloisha Yamim Tomei Reisi, same thing. Pischa Shavasim, because possibly the first 2 days was Ziva, day number 3 was Nida, 6 more days of Nida, 11 days of Ziva, and then she's okay. So up until 3, including 3, same thing. But Arba Yomim, if I saw 4 days, Tomei Raisi, then Pischa Shishas. Because now the worst case scenario would be, I can't say that the first 2 days was Ziva, and then at the worst case scenario would be the first 2 days were Nida, was Ziviktana, and then she became Anita. And then from there I'm going to calculate. So I'm already gaining that first day of Riyu. And then as you go on, Shisha Yom Tami Riyasa Pischa Arba Asa, Shiva Yom Tami Riyasa Pischa Shloisha Asa, Shmoina Yom Tami Riyasa Pischa Shneim Asa, Tisha Yom Tami Riyasa Pischa Achad Asa, Asara Yom Tami Riyasa Pischa Asara, Achad Asara, Pischa Tisha, Shneim Asa Pischa Shmoina, Shloisha Asa Pischa Shiva. Because obviously if you have 13 days, so you got everything in there. You got a Zovah Ktana plus a Zovah Gedolah. You got enough for everything in there. Just wait Shiva Nekiyim, and you're okay. So you're clear. She'ein Pesach B'toye Pochos Mishiva. Of course, you're always going to need Shiva, because assuming that the last, no matter how many days you saw, if we're going to assume the last 3 were Ziva days, which is the worst case scenario, at that point, at a certain point, Ziva becomes the worst case scenario. So then you need 7 clean days, and now you're starting again your cycle. V'lo Yisrael Shivas. Omalei Ravada Barava. Here's the clincher against the Rambam. Omalei Ravada Barava. L'rabo. L'omal L'kuliai. What are you waiting so much? Just count 7 Nikiyim. Either way, you're okay, like we do it today. What do we do today? We forget about the Nida, Ziva, we just give Shiva Nikiyim. So why did the Mishnah say that you need 17? You don't need 17 b'chlal. Says the Gemara, Timni Shiva V'tishtari, Omalei L'tikune L'idei Nido U'pischa Kamrina. There was a different objective here. The objective wasn't to make the woman toho. If the objective was to make the woman toho, you wait Shiva Nakim and you're okay. The objective was to find out what her cycle is. Clarity. So for clarity, this is what you need. That's what the Gemara is saying. So clearly the Gemara is saying that this is what our Mishnah is teaching us is a clarity issue, which again puts a tremendous problem on the Rambam Shita. Because according to the Rambam, there is no level of clarity that you can reach until you know when the 7-11 is. So granted, as I said, we'll see, there are different Shitas in the Rambam. The Marshal holds that the Rambam is like the other Rishon. The Marshal reads the Rambam. He says, this is found in Hagoyes on the Smag of the Marshal in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Aleph. He says, L'seder HaRambam Pam Rishona Shiras Adam Maschilu Lispar Zayin Yimei Nida V'Acharkach Yud Aleph Yimei Ziva 7-11. But then he says, V'chol Zeh Shiras HaAcharkach Im B'Zayin Yimei Nida Hu Nida V'Teshiv Zayin Yomim B'Nidosa Me'ez Tchilas Ariyah So according to the Marshal, he doesn't read the Rambam the way all the Rishonim read the Rambam. He reads the Rambam that although the Rambam says a woman is always going to be 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, he's talking about a case provided that she taka saw dam. Provided that she saw dam during the Shiva Yemei Nida, then yes, she will always be on a 7-11 cycle. But there has to be some Riyah during those 7 days. As I said, the Marshal. But again, this opinion is unique. None of the Rishonim are in agreement with this opinion. They hold that the Rambam means Kipshutim. Definitely, if you look at the Rambam throughout those halachas, halacha Dalet, halacha Hey, halacha Vav, the Mashmois is not that one. The Mashmois is irrelevant of whether there was Yumeinida or not, the Yumeiziva come in. That's the, but I'm just telling you, there is a Marshal that the way the Marshal learns, our sugya is fine. Because according to the Marshal, you do need, there may be a difference between the Rambam and the other Rishonim as far as whether the you need to count Shiva Nekiyim after the Yemei Ziva to trigger the Yemei Nida to come in. But everybody would agree, according to the way the Marshal learns, that you must have Yemei Nida to trigger Ziva. That's a must. There may be a discrepancy between the Rambam and the other Rishonim as to if a woman is in the middle of her Shiva Nekiyim outside of the 11 days. She's in the middle of counting 11 clean days, 7 clean days after the 11, whether during that time, the blood that she sees could be Nida blood. The other Rishonim would say no, till she finishes the Shiva Nekiyim. And then the Nida cycle starts. So according to the other Rishonim, Nida triggers Ziva, and then Tahara from that Ziva will trigger the Nida. The Rambam may argue with that point. But according to the Marshal, he does not argue that in order for a woman to become a Zava, she needs it to be triggered by Urias Nida. So according to him, it works. But again, it's an isolated view, the Shita of the Marshal. Definitely all the Rishonim didn't learn that way. And I always assume, when I learn a Sugya, that it's hard to say that the older Rishonim, they didn't know Poshet what the Rambam was saying. It's like by the Bahag, there are so many creative ways today to learn the Bahag about Svira. And most of the Achroinim in the last 100 years, they don't want to learn the Bahag, that the Bahag holds it's one mitzvah, which is the traditional way to learn the Bahag, right? The Bahag holds all the days of the sphere is one mitzvah. So the newer way to learn the Bahag is that the Bahag really holds it's separate mitzvahs. Each day is a separate mitzvah. That's why you can make a bracha each day. The only thing is, there's a calculation element. And once you lost count, you can't keep on counting. So it's not that the Bahag is saying retroactively all the days that you counted Levatala. Absolutely not. Somebody counted from day 1 through day 26, and then he forgot day 27. The brachas he made till now were good. It's only from here on he can't make a bracha because he lost count. But barring the fact that he lost count, that he can't make a bracha from here on, everything he counted till now was not Levatala. But Lamai says, so this is a very good pshat. It works out and answers all the kashas the Rishonim have on the Bahag. It answers why we make separate brachas every day, which is the Rosh's kasha. But the fact is that the Rishonim who learned by the Bahag, they didn't learn the Bahag that way. So it's like it's a creative pshat, but it's very hard to say that today, in the last 100 years, we figured out that the Bahag didn't mean what those that learned with him held what his shita was. So although I have a gewaldig yishmak in this way of learning the Bahag, so to say that the Rambam Bechlal doesn't hold that you don't need to trigger Ziva is a very big chiddush from the Marashal. Because all the Rishonim who are in the door of the Rambam seem to understand that the Rambam is saying you don't need that. It's automatic. The Yemei Ziva come in automatically, even without Yemei Nida. Which, that's really the main problem here. The Yemei Ziva come in automatically, you never know where you hold it. You absolutely have no idea where you're holding. Okay. So I'm going to give you a mahalach now that I think will make it much clearer. And Bechlal will give you a little bit of clarity in Hilchas Nid in general. There's a halacha in Hilchas Nid that dam alone, blood on its own, doesn't create tumas nida, technically. I'm talking about midaraisa, I'm not talking about midarabona. Midaraisa, a woman could bleed for 100 days, right? But if she didn't feel that blood, depending on what's called feeling, that's a big shaila also. If she didn't feel that blood, then it's not, it doesn't make a tummy. Midaraisa. Midarabona, we call any blood that comes out of the goof, we call it a kesem. And ksomim amitami midarabona. Right? But that's a condition that the Torah gave. It says, Isha ki yozuv dam bifsoha. So Shmuel comes in Meseches Nida, and he tells us, Ad shetargish. She has to feel it. That means feeling is part of what makes an Isha into a Nida. The Hargosha. Now what is the Hargosha? So there's many, many shittas, what Hargosha is. Some say Hargosha is, she feels heavy. Her limbs feel heavy, she feels crampy. That's called Hargosha. Some feel Hargosha means she actually feels the something opening up. Niftach makoira. Some hold that it's enough, a flow. She feels zov b'fsora, she feels a flow coming out. Because of this tremendous question of what Hargosha is, we tend to be machmer and treat any kind of sofik Hargosha as an Hargosha. There was a poisik that was very big, a very big mako, that felt that today women don't really have Hargoshas. He felt that, you know, we don't really have a tumah d'raisa. That's really a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. The pashtus is that, you know, they used to be much more in touch with the hergeshim. They were able to, the woman herself was able to define what exactly she felt. And that you see from many, many chazal, mamore chazal, that the woman felt, they were able to tell exactly what they felt. I felt like an etzpaktana that was moving from this place to that place. And they were able to define their hergeshim. Today they don't. But to assume that a woman has no hargosh at all today is very, very far-fetched. And it's unacceptable. And the poiskim don't accept it lamais. I'm just saying there was a poisik, a noteworthy poisik, that felt that today takat is a difference in ulchus nidah. So, but hargosh is definitely an aspect of what creates tumas nidah. That's number one. Now, once we understand that, and that's why all the stains that we find today is all the rabbonah. The woman finds a stain, she didn't feel anything. She finds a stain on a sheet, on a blanket, on a garment. It's all the rabbonim. Midaraisa, since she didn't feel it coming, so it's not midaraisa neither. That's why you makel if it's less than a gris. Right? If it's less than a gris, you makel. If it's less than a dime, you makel if it's on a beged tzavua. Right? You makel if the woman has any kind of a cut that could have possibly, you know, caused the rear. That's all because it's behemoth of the rabbonim. It's a suffix of the rabbonim. All these things are. So midaraisa, you need our gosh. But there's another aspect to Hargosha. And that is that there's something called a Veset Haguf. So Veset Haguf means that besides for the fact that a woman has to feel the dam in order to become tomei, there has to be a feeling, there's also a concept in halacha that feeling alone triggers a halacha. Now that she felt that feeling that she normally feels, now she becomes tomei because of that. Because of that hargosha, potentially, right? The halacha is, there's two halachas. First of all, the halacha is that if a woman has such a type of hargosha, and she finds nothing, she's still tummy. Because the assumption is that there was a mashahu. It's better for her to find something than to find nothing. Because if a woman finds something after having such a hargosha, so you check it, could be it's nothing, taka. But if a woman finds nothing, then we assume there was something, and we don't know what that something was, and since there was a feeling, it could have been a deraisa. That's why, for instance, on a bedike, we're much more machmer than a stain. Because a bedike, because of where it's put, it has a din of a hargosha. No woman could say she didn't feel the bedike. I mean, the bedike, if you didn't feel the bedike, you weren't bedik. Right? So the bedika was placed in a place that's not shaykh to say you didn't feel. And therefore, every bedika were much more machmer. That's why a bedika, if there's a mashu of blood, it's a problem. On a kesem, it's not a problem. Because she is feeling the bedika, so there's no way for her to isolate and to say, well, this came without feeling. It masks it. It's happening together. So because of that, every bedikah has a din of a sofek deraisa. Every bedikah. But, like I said, the concept that the aveset is triggered by the fact that there was a hargosha, that's the rule. So, and this is the halacha. A woman can, let's say a woman knows if she has a very deep abdomen pain. When she has that, she knows that she becomes an idah. That's a aveset. If she has three times a chazoket, that when that happens, she So now she becomes a... Now if that happens, that triggers the nidus. Now, most of the Rishonim learn that these are two separate concepts. One concept is that a woman has to have hargosha when she becomes a nidus. That's one thing. Another thing is that if a woman has a chazoka, that she always gets the specific hargosha, the specific feeling, before she becomes a nidus, so then that feeling becomes a veset. It's a veset. So according to most of the Rishonim, the day that a woman becomes a nida and the feeling are two different things. A woman, let's say, could become a nida every 35 days. That's her veset. Her cycle is every 35 days. So that's the amount of days that it takes for her to become a nida. It happens to also be that whenever she becomes a nida, she gets this hargosha. So now if she gets that hargosha, let's say on day 25, that's a separate thing. You have to worry about day 25 because she has an amount of days that she becomes a nida. And independent of that, she has a hargosha that makes it as a veset. And that's called a veset. That's a veset. Now a veset, most hold that you can't really tie the nida halacha with the veset halacha. It's two different things. Because we know that vestis are the rabbonim. The whole halacha that a woman has a specific day of the month, or a specific hargosha, that she's not allowed, that she's usher, that's midrabonim. Midaraisa, we paskin midaraisa, there's no such thing as a veset. Either you saw or you didn't see. Midaraisa, there's no such thing as a veset. So because of that, most understand that veset and ri are two different things. Ri is actually how you become an eid. And veset is just a derabonim, it's a rabbinical determination of when we assume you'll become an eid, but it's really not the reis. The problem is, there's a very gaping problem learning this way. And that is, we all know, and every person learned this when they were chosen, that there are certain days of the month, or at least once a month, that a woman has shas vesta. It's called oine samuch leveset. What does oine samuch leveset mean? It means a veset is a precise time. A veset is not a time period, it's a time. That means that, let's say a woman became an Ida 12:23, right? On Chof Nissen. So Chof Iyar 12:23, that's her veset. Not a minute before, not a minute after. That's her veset. 12:23. Now, we call a veset the time period before that. It's really the Oina Samuch Leveset, which means every woman today, you're not allowed to have relation with that woman already from the beginning. So if it's 12:23 p.m. is the veset, you're not allowed already have from 6 a.m. from Alois HaShachar. And some actually wait to Arzarua 24 hours before. But at least the beginning of that time period. Some people wait the whole day. That means they already start having precious from the night before. Let's say the veset comes out 12:23 p.m. on Tuesday. So the Arzarua holds already Monday night, Monday evening, Shkia, through Tuesday evening, no Shaychas, during that time. Right? But everybody's masking that the actual 12-hour period, meaning the 12:23 Veset, hops in it already from 6 a.m. till Shkia, that everybody agrees. Right? Where do we learn that from? We learn it from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'izartam es p'nei Yisrael mitumasam. We learn that from there, Oina samuch leveset is asur. Now that seems to be, when you look at the sugya, the raisa. So it's a pella. How could it be that the 12:23 time is the rabbona? Right? It's not shayach. You're telling me that the 12:23, that's only mid rabbona. But the oina samuch leveset, that's the raisa. It's a stira. It doesn't work. How could that be? It's impossible. That's why many say it must be that it's an asmachta. And Oina Samach Leveset is not the Raisa. Because how could it be that the time period before, which is all calculated based on when the Veset is, the 12:23, how could the 12:23 determination be Rabbonon and before that the Raisa? It's a great kasha. Comes the Noida Behuda with a Goinus. It's Pasha Pshat, but it's a Goinus Pshat. He says it's a mistake. He says, really, even though the Gemara is throughout Shas, say that Vesed is the Rabbana. He says it doesn't mean that the calculation is the Rabbana. Midaraisa 12:23 is recognized. 12:23 is recognized as a time that a woman will likely become a nida, based on the amount of days, based on whatever it is. 12:23. Midaraisa, they recognize that zman. However, says the Neida Behuda, even though that's the raisa, the woman also has a cheskes tahara midaraisa. She also has a chazaka that says she's not going to become tameh. She has a cheskes tahara that she's not tameh. So he says, so they fight each other. The Cheskes Tahara says at 12:23, she's not an Eder. The Veset says 12:23 is a time when she would become an Eder. They fight each other, they cancel each other out. Therefore, the Isser is only Midrabona. But the Isser is not Midrabona because the calculation is Midrabona. The Isser is Midrabona because these two elements, the element that till now the woman was Tohar, is fighting the element that says that 12:23 she became an Eder. They cancel each other out. You're back to. So he says a great chap. The Rabbonin came and were machmer. That's not a kasha. The Rabbonin came and they said, you know what? They cancel each other out. So now we still were going to be machmer. It's not a suffix. It's not a suffix. So who says she became an either? But do you need a cheskes tahara even? You only need a chazak if you have a suffix. I don't have a suffix. Assuming that they both cancel each other out, I'm left with nothing. I don't need a cheskes tahara. All I need is that there's no reason to assume that there's tumah. She didn't have to tell me. She doesn't have to tell me. She only has to tell me Torah once I know she's tumah. When she became tumah, she has to tell me she became tahara. If she never became tumah, she has to tell me she became tumah. Say, did you become tumah? I don't know. Not that I haven't seen anything. Okay, so you're tahara. You're tahara. So Rabbanan came and said that since today Alpitara is a day that's more likely to become an Eder than any other day. So Mid Rabbanan, you should be Purish. But one second, we're not finished yet. It's not going to end up being the Rabbanan. Says the Neid Behuda, but now there's another Pasuk in the Torah. The Pasuk says, you shouldn't be close to a woman who's going to become Tomei. Oyna Somach Leveset. That means not only shouldn't you have shaykhis to an Ida? There's a new issue in the Torah. You shouldn't have shaykhis to a woman who's about to become an Ida. Okay? Says the Neid Behuda, the great Chab. He says, there is no woman in the world that has a chazaka that she won't become an Ida. Adarabah. Every woman has a chazaka that she will become. So when you're being done the Isser Nida, that's only Midrabbana. Because Midaraisa, you could assume she did not become Tomei. But the Isser of having Shaychus with her before, that's not an Isser Nida. That's an Isser to have Shaychus with her before she became a Nida. On that, there's no Chazaka in the world that could tell you it's not before she's going to become a Nida. Adarabba, every woman has a Chazaka, she will become a Nida. So now the 12:23 is recognized. 12:23 is recognized Midaraisa, but the Torah says, you know what, but still, since she has a Chazaka, we can't call her a Nida. At 12:23, we can't call her an Eder because she has a chazak. You want to say she is an Eder? The chazaka says she is not an Eder. So we can't call her an Eder. 6 a.m. that morning, if you ask the Torah, is this the time period before she potentially will become an Eder? The Torah says, absolutely it is. Because saying that is not a contradiction with the fact that she is Torah. So it's not fighting a chazaka. Once it's not fighting a chazaka, that's the raisa. That's the Neid Behuda's chap, how it's potentially possible to say Vesta is a drabona, because Vesta is trying to say that she became an Eder. Against that, you have a chazoka that she did not become. On the other hand, the Oynus Samach Leveset is not telling you that she became, it's telling you, I'm not allowed to have shaykhis to somebody before they become. That's not going against the chazoka. That's saying the woman is Toho, I'm still not allowed to have shaykhis to her. So again, this is all going with the assumption that the Torah does recognize a veset. The Torah recognizes it, identifies it as a veset, but says, you have a cheskes tahara. So you could still, this woman is not tomei. If you ask the Torah, will this woman become Tomei? The answer is absolutely. She will. Now the Torah unveiled a new din. You're not allowed to have relations before the time that she would become. That already, there's no chazak against it, and therefore that's the reis. That's the Neidah Beauty's approach. Okay. Once we have that, now we can understand the Rambam. Why? I'm reading you an Orach HaShulchan in Hilchos Nida, who, by the way, the Orach HaShulchan very much is matzdik. The Rambam heals that the Rambam is a very accepted view in Halacha. And he says that the Rambam actually had a source from the Goyanim. He had a Kabbalah from Rav Shrira Goyan to his Shita. So the Orach HaShulchan says as follows. He says it's true that everybody assumes that according to the Rambam, you don't have to become a Nida. You don't have to become a Nida in order for Ziva to take place. This is the assumption. But listen to his Tosefis. This is in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. He says, Hine, HaRambam Pasak, the Rambam Paskins, Shezivo Eino Kovaz Veset. A Veset can only be on a Nida period, not on a Ziva period. Why? Doesn't explain that exactly. But he says that a Nida Omnam, he said, in other words, a woman could not establish a veset for ziva. That's what the Rambam says. Why? Exactly. What's the logic? The logic is because nida days are natural. And ziva days are unnatural. The Rishonim call it a min choli. It's almost like a sickness. When a woman becomes a zava, it's a sickness. She shouldn't be seeing them. Right? And this is found in the Rishonim. I made some copies here. The Ramban says, Tumas Nida, he says, is be'etzem. It's in the etzem of the woman that she becomes Tomei Nida, l'shiva yamin. But he says, Avol zayin yemei ziva, the 7 days that we wait for Nikiyah mei ziva, he says, Hainu min choyli, he says, Sharia se'isha benidosa hi betiva. Avol aroy adam yeser aleilu zayin ayomim, hinei hu choyli, v'hu zoiv ke'ish. That's why there's a concept of Shiva Nekiyim. Shiva Nekiyim is almost like you have when you're a Metzorah. You have 7 clean days, right, to get out of the Metzorah period. When a man becomes a Zov, it's a type of sickness. He waits 7 days to get out of that sickness. When a woman has a Riyah of Zov, so that's a sickness. It's like a Min Choyli, and that's why you need 7 clean days. It's a Gevaldik Pshat. Why is the difference between Nida and Ziva? Nida is natural. It's a 7-day period where Be'etzem, a woman, is designed to see Dam. And therefore, that's not a choili. That's not a sickness. This is a Ramban in Parshas Metzora. That's how he teaches. So, once we have this Ramban, as David was saying, that's why it's called Beloi Eis Nidoso. That's why it's understandable that any Dam like the Orach HaShulchan says, that's why she can't be Kaveh Veset then. Because the whole idea of a kfiyas vest means the woman establishes that this is the way she operates. But that's only if it's part of the mechanism of this, the way the human being works. If something is a fluke, it can't be a veset. It's almost it's misnagdim zezet, it contradicts it. You can't say, I've established a unnatural occurrence to be my natural occurrence. That's a stati v'sasri. So you had a ziva, so now you became Torah from the ziva. That's it. And that's the reason why she can't establish. But comes the Orach HaShulchan, and he says such a go'onis, but I think it's meduyik in the Ramban, what he's saying. He says that a woman can't become, establish a day of veset in the days of ziva, that's only if she didn't have already a break of Yemei Nida. Because if you look at the Ramban says, why is it called a sickness? Because it's yoiser, it's more. That means there's a built-in amount that should be seen. This is like almost out of the box. This is additional. So it's not just the fact that this specific day of the month. It's the fact that it's additional. Says the Orach HaShulchan HaPashat Sfarim. Let's say a woman had Zion Yemenita. Then 11 days of Ziva went by. Then 7 potential days of Nida went by. And then she has a Riyah. During the 11 days, the second cycle of 11 days of Ziva. Right? Which according to the Rambam is possible, because the Rambam holds you don't need the Nida to trigger the Ziva. So again, you had 7, 11 of unoccurrence, 7 no occurrence, and then during the next 11 she had occurrence. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, then she will have a Veset during the 11 days of Ziva. Because then it's not unnatural. It's not too much. So here you'll have a Ziva, which is really out-of-the-box type of Ziva. The other Rishonim would say it's not even Ziva. The Rambam will say there's Gzeiras HaKosov, that in order to become a Nida, you need, in order to become a Zava, you need to, the other Rishonim say you need Nida to trigger Ziva, so it's Nida days, even though it's in the 11 Ziva days. The Rambam argues, but he says then there would be a Kriyas Veset. So he doesn't explain why, but I'm saying according to the Ramban, it's very clear why. Because Ramban says the only reason why we count Ziva days as days that you can't be Koveh Vest, this is too much. So he says like this, Hainu Dafka im Somuch Linimei Nida. He says that's only if she had Nida days, and now she has 11 Ziva days. Now you want to say during those days she's establishing a Vest. That's not possible. He says, but, Avo, he says, Kishaloigo Asa Bamdam Nida. If the time period went by without, he says, then Kovaz Veset. Then it would work. He says, and if you look in the Rambam says clear. Eina Isha Kovaz, this is the Lashon Rambam in Perek Ches Halachates, in the Rambam. In Yisri Abiyah. Eina Isha Kovaz La Veset Betoch Yemeni Dosa. A woman can't be Kovaz Veset in the day of her Nida, Shirasa Behen, V'chein. Just like a woman can't be Kaveya within the days that she's in Nida. Ain't a isha kovah zest be mezi vason shehein yud alef yoin. Avu kovah si veset be meini dosa shehein goya behem. So what does it mean? Shehein a kovah zest be mezi vason. He says that's the 7, that's 11 days following the 7 days of Nida. Avu kishaloi rasa Nida. The Rambam only says it in a case where she saw Nida. But if she never saw Nida, kovah zest be mezi vason lufi acheshmen. He says that's pasha to me. And again, he says, "V'im ki rabim gedolim loy tofsu kain." He says, "Our emesu," he says, "is like the way I'm saying." Now, again, if the Aruch HaShulchan was in isolation, I would say, "Okay, maybe it's." But the fact that the Ramban describes the distinction why Ziva is not called natural is because it's more; it's she's seeing more than she should be seeing. That pushes the Aruch HaShulchan online with the understanding of the Ramban. That the reason why Ziva is not a choyli just because it happens to be, it's during these days. Ziva is a choyli because it's more than what a normal woman would see. Once a regular woman sees 7 days, she shouldn't be seeing now during the 11. But now she went 7, 11, and she went beyond it. She went 7 clean days again. So now it would be Ziva. That's what he says. Yes. Koveh vest for Ziva. Absolutely. And then, I'm not going to go through this, it's a big arichas, but this, you can look up the Aruch HaShulchan, it's in Kuf Pei Gimel, Sifchav Beis. Okay? You can look through the whole arichas of how he works this out. But now it's very simple. Now you come to our sugya. Okay? So our sugya says, so, Isha Zu, he says, this woman in our sugya, she rasa daladoi heyyamim. She saw blood, let's say, 4 or 5 days. Ve'eni yadash pe'ezes manu medes. She doesn't know where she's holding. Right? Miu al koponim ko adom shira sa beilu ayomim. All the blood that she saw in these days, lo yhoya lo vest haguf beemtza ayomim. She didn't have any specific vest haguf. Because then the vest haguf would have told us where she is. She had no vest haguf. He says, ulfi zeh, he says, he holds that according to the Rambam, any blood that you see without a hargosha of the guf, a familiar hargosha, that you had the month before and the month before, that's out of the box. That's an out of the box hargosha, Riya. So now, you could just wait. Because the Riya that she's having now is out of the cycle. It's without the Vesed Aguf. So when the Rambam says it's 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, until her vessel changes, he says that's what happened here. Because when the Rambam describes the vessel, he describes it with a hargoshes haguf. Here, obviously, she didn't have a hargoshes haguf, meaning she didn't have a familiar hargoshes haguf, which that alone would have guided us where she's at. Right? We don't know where she's at. So we don't know where the hargoshes haguf is. So if that's the case, she had a riyah now, 4 or 5 days, without any familiar feeling. So he says, so it's already out of the box. Now it's out of the box. So now, you go back to the 7-Eleven. Because now, it's as though this is the first riyah she's ever having. Potentially. Because the Rambam, when he says that a woman's veset is controlled by 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, until the veset changes, the way he's learning means, the veset has to be combined with a hargasha, some kind of familiar feeling. So he says, if that's the case, kiven lo yayel avest haguf b'emtza yomim, im ros ha-dalud yomim, pischa tezayin yom. Why? Because what are you asking? According to the Rambam, how do you know where you're holding? He says, very simple. Din gimul yomim oyo yomei ziva. Right? For vi yadam nida, right? Mikol mokam ha-veset in maschu b'yem arvi. That's what you want to say. According to the Rambam, we're holding now in Yud Aleph Yom Eziv. He says, the Nitzrach Yud Zayim Yomim, Kivan Shekoidim Yom Arvi, Loi Hoya Lo Vest Haguf. She had no Vest Haguf. The Chaim B'Kol HaYomim. It's all, that's what happened straight through. So in other words, in order for a woman to become an Eder, she needs to have a Hargosha. But the Hargosha doesn't have to be a familiar Hargosha. It's not Hargosha. But in order for a woman to have a Veset, she needs a familiar hargosh. You follow notes. If a woman has 1 month this feeling, another month the other feeling, that won't create a veset. That'll just create nida. But in order for to have a nida with a veset, she needs to have a familiar feeling. Without a familiar feeling, it's not a veset, it's just nida. So he says, in our case, it can't be there's a familiar feeling. Because if there be a familiar feeling, then that would determine where we are. That would determine we're in day 5, we're in day 6, we're in day 8, we're in day 10. That feeling will determine it. Right? So obviously, she didn't have a familiar feeling. So if she didn't have a familiar feeling, so either way, she's not bound by the 7-Eleven. Her original 7-Eleven. Because her initial 7-Eleven is all based on a Veset concept. Without a Veset concept, there is no 7-Eleven. So according to the Rambam, they have to be linked. In order for her to have 7 Yimei Nida, Yud Aleph Yimei Ziva, it has to be that there's a Veset. The Rambam himself says it. He says that the Zayin Yimei Nida are continue until the Veset changes. He says, so this Riyah was out of the box. So the Inyan of Yimei Nida, just like Nida's triggered by Hargosha, you may need are triggered by familiarity, a familiar hargosh. So there's really two hargoshes that we need. One hargosha to create tumas nida, and that just means she felt it. And then you need a familiar hargosha to create the 7-Eleven. Without a familiar hargosha, so then you don't create the 7-Eleven. So now it comes out, so he says we're starting from the beginning. So now we just have to allow ourselves enough days to just like the other Rishonim. The Rambam is the same picture as the other Rishonim. Basically, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rambam, number one, holds that Yemei Ziva is only considered Yemei Ziva, if the Yemei Ziva were followed Zayin Yemei Nida. Otherwise, although she'll need Shiva Nekiyim, but it won't be part of the cycle, of the 7-Eleven cycle. That would be now in middle. All of a sudden, in middle, she got a kvius of having a riyah. Middle. That's number one. Number two, he's saying that the 7-Eleven cycle is only triggered by a veset. And the veset means that there was some kind of connection between this riyah and the feeling that she had. And that you don't have here. Because otherwise the woman would know where she's holding. The fact that the woman can't connect the riyah, she said, I don't know what happened here. That shows that she didn't have a veset now, a kviyas veset. So now that's why you have the 7-Eleven like the other Rishonim, which the Rambam agrees with. The Rambam agrees to the other Rishonim. So basically the Rambam is masking 100% to the other Rishonim that without a Veset, the 7-Eleven is what prevails in Halach. And here, this is a Re'ir without a Veset. It's a Hargosha without a Veset. Hargosha without a Veset brings you back to the beginning. And that's really his Mahalach straight through the Sugya in the Rambam, is that the Rambam is only talking where there was a Veset. Because he stresses that when he says, and this 7-Eleven number will not change until the Veset changes. So, those who don't learn like him learn, there's an initial Veset that was triggered by the first 7-Eleven, and that remains forever, 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven. He's learning not that way. He's learning every Riyah that's not seen together with the Veset, that's a new Riyah. So you don't need a birth to change that. You don't need a major occurrence to change that. All you need is a Riyah without the Veset. A Riyah without the Veset goes back to this, so now you're back to scratch. Back to start from the beginning. So now we don't know. It depends when. It depends on the time now. Notice the Rambam would go back now and say it depends on how many days there were. When there was a Riyah that was out without a Hargosh, it would go back to the other Rishen. We would count it from the last time and then go Vaita with the 7-Eleven. The Rambam would agree to the other Rishen. She sees Dam without the Veset Haguf. Right. No Veset Haguf occurred and before this Riyah. And she doesn't know the amount of days that have been here. She doesn't know where she's holding in days wise. She one thing she knows is she sees Dam and there's no Veset Haguf. She doesn't know. She has a Riyah of Dam. And she has a Riyah of Dam, she doesn't know if it's in the 7 days or 11 days. And she had no Veset when she got the Riyah. So in other words, just like Hargosha triggers Nida, so Veset triggers the 7-Eleven. Without the Veset, then the Rambam would agree to the other Rishen. The Rambam only establishes his idea is if a woman sees blood when she's supposed to see it, right? The time that's designated for her to see it, then that blood would be considered damnida, when she's supposed to see it, and then automatically there's 11 days of Ziva, and those 11 days of Ziva will be, but that's only because everything ran naturally. Once it's out of the natural order, then the 7-Eleven, Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva will follow just like the other Rishen. Once you go beyond what's expected, and according to Aruch HaShulchan, part of the expectation is the Veset HaGuf. So once you won't have a Veset HaGuf in conjunction with this Riyah, so the Rambam would agree that now we don't gauge anymore. Now we're not going to say anymore that we don't know where we're holding. We do know where we're holding, as long as enough days went by now. So you're okay. There was no Veset HaGuf. You're okay. Now Fakeret, if she'll get a Veset HaGuf, that can also clarify. The Mishnah is saying, how do you make a Pesach without a Veset HaGuf? If you'll have a Veset HaGuf, that may be able to reestablish it with the Veset HaGuf. But that's the main Nekuda of the Aruch HaShulchan. And he brings actually a Raya from Gemara and Yud Aleph to this, very big Arichas. But he says, Klor, Kol HaRishayim Sfir Lei Veset HaGuf Hu Veset Bifnei Atzmai. Va Veset HaYomim Hu Veset Bifnei Atzmai. Aval HaRambam Sfir Lei, De Ein Veset HaYomim Beloi Veset HaGuf. There's no such thing. The automatic 7-Eleven cycle that he spoke about was only if there's in conjunction with a familiar Hargosha. He says, Yesh Isha Sheyesh Lo Veset, V'yesh Isha Ein Lo Veset. V'zehu Sheyesh Lo Veset, Yoim Kavua, says the Rambam, number one, there has to be a set day. V'koidem Sheyovo Yadam, Targish Batzmo. She should feel it. So without that, there's no Veset. Without a Veset, it means she had a Riyah in isolation. The Riyah in isolation goes back to the way the other Rishonim learned. So, Mamela, as long as you wait enough days, you're okay. So, that's the Aruch HaShulchan's Mahalach basically puts the Rambam right into Pshat of our Sugya like the other Rishonim. And it's Mistavra like him. Because there's no reason in the world to say that the Veser Aguf shouldn't be able to define to her where she is. The fact is she had a Riyah without a Veser Aguf. So if she had a Riyah without a Veser Aguf, so you're back like the other Rishonim. Now just wait enough days that you're clear. If you wait enough days that you're clear, so now the Riyah that you're going to have will be Riyah Sneedah. That's his approach. And again, for sure, everybody is masking. That without a Hargosha Bechlal, you don't become an Eder. Everybody's masking. And everybody's masking without a familiar Hargosha, there's no Veset. So all we're doing is putting the puzzle together. These are not new concepts. The concepts are brought down in Chazal. That in order to become an Eder, there must be a Hargosha. And a Hargosha, a familiar Hargosha, is a Veset. Right? So all Doruch HaShulchan is doing is he's pulling it together, and he's saying that the Rambam cycle of 7-Eleven is based on these two things coming together. The Hargosha of the Riyah and the Hargosha of the Veset, and together, when they're together, then you have the whole 7-Eleven. But if you don't have the Hargosha, then there's nothing to talk about. So if you have a Riyah out of the box, so then you're back to, you can't forcibly connect it to any Zman. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. Then that's neither. You can have a Riyah.
If you're in the 11 days, according to the Rambam, and now you get a Hargosha, a normal Hargosha,
then you have a problem. That's why the Mishnah makes the Cheshbon that you need a calculation of this amount of days to get out of the danger zone.
No. But according to the Rambam, the way we're learning the Gemara is that she didn't have a Hargosha, so it's out of the box. What I'm saying is, what happens if she's in the 11 days, and now suddenly it's becoming that normal Veset Hargosha occurs in the 11 days? Meaning it could very well be that over the next 3 months, the cycle has now changed. So how does the Rambam deal with it at that
point? 1 second. Our Sugya is talking about there was no additional Riyah. Okay, so you're not asking on our sugya. You're asking on Shaila and Halacha, you're asking on our sugya. Our sugya is dealing with, she had no Veset.
Correct.
She had a Riyah out of the Veset. And all the Aruch HaShulchan is saying is he's combining the requirement of a Veset in order for the Rambam to say that the automatic 7-Eleven Halacha applies.
Correct.
Okay, so you're asking what?
I'm taking the next level.
No. So this you got?
Correct.
Okay. But why is it the 11th cycle? Why is it the 11th cycle?
Because now what the Rambam says.
So this was the second 11th cycle or the first 11th cycle?
The second 11th cycle.
Okay.
611 cycles later. I don't think.
No, but I'm saying did she see 7 days before? Did she skip a period or not?
In York? No, she didn't skip a period. She didn't skip a period.
So she can't be Kaveh Veset then. And now she had our Gosha middle of the 11. So that's where the Rambam says that Eina Isha Kovaz Vesta Betoch Yud Aleph Yom. He's talking about your example. It is Shayach. But you're not Kovei Veset. It could happen. But then we won't say that she has a Veset. It's not a Kavias. Because it's Beloy Eis Nidosa. He's basically saying, I think, what do we do with our Gosha that's Beloy Eis Nidosa? So the Rambam says, that's not Kovei Veset. A woman cannot establish a Riyah during the Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva unless she skipped an entire cycle. So now it's a normal occurrence. An occurrence during the 11 days following the 7 days of Nida is an unnatural occurrence and therefore can't create a Kviyas Veset. Yeah, so she'll become Tomei. But it's not going to create a new Veset. It's not going to create a new Kviyas. That's the whole point of the Rambam. So what's the problem?
If she goes 7 days, she gets a regular
and nothing happened. So now you're saying she did skip. So now she could be Kaveh Veset. During no, she potent. Now it's a Veset Shein and Kavua. So she has to worry now with Rabbanah the next month. And if it happens three times, it'll become a Veset Teres. It's potential. It can potentially become a Veset Teres. A Veset during the Yemei Ziva. Absolutely, that's what Torah HaShulchan is saying. Torah HaShulchan is saying a woman can have a Kviyas Veset on day number 32. Even though day 32, if a woman cycle every 32 days, she gets a period, she basically has a Veset during Yemei Ziva. Right, 7-11, 7-11. So any woman that has a Kviyas to see Dam every 32 days means she has a Veset during the Yemei Ziva. And the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that that is possible because as long as you waited enough time that now it's already normal to see Dam Ziva, now it's a regular Veset. But any Riyah that's without the Veset Aguf is out of the box. So, and that's what we're holding over here. There was no Veset Aguf. So now it's a Riyah out of the box. So now you just have to accommodate the days. The Rambam would agree to the other Rishonim, just accommodate the days. And once you accommodate the days, you're okay. So the Rambam does recognize the days. He just holds that, basically what the Rambam holds is the days don't override the natural Metzius of the Isha. That's all. The days don't override the natural Metzius of the Isha. If Uriah was anyway out of the box, then it goes back to the 7-Eleven. Like the other Rishon. I don't know if the Elam is yes, according to the Rambam, absolutely. The Rambam holds you need, in order to have a Veset Aguf, you need days and and a specific Hargash. And without that, it doesn't work. No, I'm just saying like this. I'm saying that in order to become a Nida, you need two elements. You need a Hargasha, right? You need a Hargasha, and you need a Riyah. What the Aruch HaShulchan is basically saying is that same halacha that you have, Lagabi becoming a Nida, that the Hargosha triggers the becoming of the Nida. So similarly, the Veset Aguf triggers the 7-11 cycle of the Rambam. So it's not just the Hargosha. It's the Hargosha of. Now this is all only writing if you hold like the Noda B'Yuda. If you don't like the Noda B'Yuda, this whole thing doesn't work. Because if you don't like the Noda B'Yuda, then Veste is a Drabonim. Instead, we needed the Noda B'Yehuda because without the Noda B'Yehuda, this whole thing is riding on the fact that we say B'Daraisa is such a thing called a Veset. How much does the Torah recognize the Veset? So what we're saying is, according to the Rambam, you only can become a Nida of 7-Eleven if it's bound to the Veset Aguf. But that's all if you hold that a Veset is D'Raisa. So we needed the Noda B'Yehuda to establish a Veset as a D'Raisa. Once it is D'Raisa, then we could tie this in. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Elm looks confused.
Very confused. Gisha has been very simple. The Rambam doesn't say this though. The Rambam just says simply that she forgot. It doesn't say that she forgot. The Lashon of the Rambam doesn't say
you saw the Lashon of the Rambam?
Yeah.
Look,
yeah,
he brings it down.
In the Rambam that where we had in the
just look at the
Thomas. I mean, it's a different Rambam.
Rambam is feeling the invest hayomim below invest haguf. This time you didn't see that lotion. It's not in the Maracan. Yesh isha shigesh loveset, the yesh isha shame loveset. Elo le tagish basmat shigotza adam. Vizeu shigesh loveset, shigesh lo yom kavua. What's called a veset? It's a yom kavua. The koidem shigovay adam, tagish basmat fekas umasetesh. Because of a magim mishneh, shenirish rabbeinu mefarish, the vest is haguf. So the Rambam holds both of them are intertwined. So now he goes. Now this is the Rambam that you did see. Kol yemei shemiyem shikul vesat shetomus wad shetakov veset lachay yemechot is polelum shiva. Nimse the isha sheyesh lo veset parish chedish nisn. V'achakach nishtanis vesta yemechot im koydim shorasa b'ayem ha'acha hoya lo vesta guf. Nishtanis vesta. V'im loya yo vesta guf, loy nishtanis vesta klal, v'tzichel achshiv yemei nidiz yivik vesa rishon. V'adomim shorasa ein zeh shimi vesta, lo mikre ba'alme. Right? That's the mikre ba'alme v'tachshiv yemei b'minindu. Then me avesta da rishon ar yunindu. ולפי זה עושה שפר. תארכן, מה הראי לעניין שתקווה לובסת קבוע, והנה איש הזו, שרואה סדל עוד היי יום, ואין ידעס באיזה זמן אמן עצמי, על קופונם, כל אדם שרואה סבל היום, בכל אגב נהיה, כיוון שלא היה לובסת הגוף באמצע היומים. ולפי זה, אם רואה סדל עוד יומים, שפר, הווי פסחה, תזיין, ואף אם גימו יומים, או ימי זיווה, ורבי ילדי נידה, מקומו, כמה וסת אלי מצחו בים רבי. כזה זה לא נוער גוש. In order, basically, in order for something to change now in the cycle, I need to have a, it has to be preceded by a hargosha.
That normally I feel, that normally she would.
And that didn't happen.
That's from the Ramban, who doesn't understand the Ramban.
What?
But that's the basis of the Ramban, who doesn't understand the Ramban.
The Ramban.
The Ramban.
No, the Ramban learns that you don't need this. The Ramban learns you don't need a Vesta Guf to start the cycle again. It's only the Ramban.
No, but I was
the Rambam holds you need Vesta Guf.
And you need Hargosha.
And you need Hargosha.
No, but to what he's saying is that the point that you made like by Sphere, right? So why didn't the Rambam say, the Rambam is such a big kasha, that how do we understand the Rambam? It's like he didn't see Erchim. Based on what the way the Rambam learned, why didn't
the Rambam didn't learn like the Rambam. That's why he couldn't understand the Rambam. No, Rambam didn't understand that you need a Vesta Guf to announce
the change.
But the Ramban and Chumash is just touching up what Ziv is and what Nid is. He doesn't say that you need the feelings of the Guf to trigger the new kind of Riyah.
The new kind of Vest.
The new kind of Riyah.
Yeah, right.
The Vest that is those feelings.
Right.
The Vest HaGuf means I have those. The Ramban doesn't need that to introduce the new feeling.
I'm just trying to say, why did he learn that the Ramban, that's what the Ramban means? So it's such a big Ramban, right? He's saying the Ramban didn't learn Erchim, right? He couldn't come up with this shot based on the way.
What do you mean? He didn't hold that this was the halacha. Where should he? This is a new pshat.
What's the chiddush of this pshat?
Till the Aruch HaShulchan came, nobody said this.
Uh-huh.
The Aruch HaShulchan came, he was mechadish. That, I mean, he's putting it into the Rambam, but I'm saying he's being mechadish. That you need, you need to accept an adibidah that vesta vestis at the reis. That's one swat, one pill you have to swallow. That's not a problem. Then you need to swallow another thing. You have to say, okay, and also if there's no Vesar HaGuf preceding the Hargosha, there's no new cycle. So to go say that the Ramban automatically put that together and said that's Pshat
Ramban,
not such a kasha. He didn't agree with both or either one of these things, and that would be enough for him to say.
But it all fits into the Ramban.
I was very confused. Was the numbers? Is it the
design? Oh, I came in prepared. I was so excited. I had that point.
It worked out, but you got to go.
Once the Aruch HaShulchan.
It's one Aruch, it's another. That's the problem. You got to keep on going.
I'm clear with the other.
You got it?